Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Leslie Kossoff back on the show. Leslie's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 12 years. She is our expatriate. She's an American living in Paris, but not there now. She's back in the United States now, and she's here to visit with us to talk to us about some lessons that she's learned from some important leaders. She's the author of a number of books, including Executive Thinking, and a new book on quality, and I don't have it in front of me, and I'm going to get her to remind me the title. Leslie Kossoff, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here, especially on Halloween.
There you go.
Yeah.
remind us the title of the new book.
Oh, the new book that's coming out is called Demystifying Steve Jobs.
Yeah, but the other quality book.
Oh, we have Managing for Quality, which has come out in a third edition. That one has your foreword in it,
right.
And that's beautiful. So, yes, and that and Executive Thinking are both available from Amazon, and then we have the Executive Field Guide to Quality.
There you go. That's the one, yeah. I couldn't remember. Yeah, that,
yes.
I couldn't remember the exact name. All right, so Leslie Kossoff, folks, she's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Talk to us about this thing. You've been studying Steve Jobs, haven't you?
I've been studying Steve Jobs for years because he absolutely fascinates me, and because when I'm in the States, I'm based out of the Bay Area, so much of what I grew up with, long before there was a dot-com boom and bust, of course.
Before the valley was Silicon, right?
Absolutely, truly, you know, watching what Steve Jobs did with Apple and seeing how he created a cult that turned into a business that then became, of course, an incredibly successful business over time. And, you know, and especially since his death, there were so many things that were written about him. And the book by Walter Isaacson, entitled Steve Jobs, I can't recommend highly enough. It's absolutely brilliant. But from a small business perspective, the thing that's always bothered me was the tendency for small business owners to say, well, yeah, but I can't do that. And the fact is, yes, you can. And so what I really wanted to talk about today were two different aspects of how Steve Jobs became Steve Jobs.
He had quality standards that were his persona. They weren't quality to him wasn't some management philosophy. It was who he was, wasn't it?
It's absolutely true, and it's one of the reasons why he was both, you know, as successful as he ultimately became, also why he ran into so many difficulties and cost overruns and the like when he was younger.
Right. And why he had, in terms of relationships, he was a mixed bag.
Oh, my God. He was, you know, to some, he was a dream come true, and to others, he was a nightmare every day. And so, you know, and that's not good, and you don't want to take on those aspects of what he brought to the game. But that focus on quality as he defined it, and it was his understanding of what his customer wanted and needed and would benefit.
That's the
from.
Person he was devoted to, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. It was
if
all
you're
about
going
customer.
To learn anything from Steve Jobs,
yes,
it's his devotion to the customer that he didn't even know. You know your customers, small business owners. You're they're your neighbors. Steve didn't have customers like that typically, and yet he was devoted to his customer.
Absolutely, and to always identifying what that one more thing would be that would make their life even better. And you know, through his products, through his services, to make their life easier, to make it more intuitive, to make it more intuitive to do business with him and his company. And from a small business perspective, because small business owners have that immediate contact with their customer, mm-hmm. small business owners have so much more information, frankly, to work with than right. Steve Jobs ever had.
Including immediate direct feedback.
Yes, absolutely.
And proximity and all these things. Leslie, give us the website again, please.
It's www.kossoff.com.
Two S's, two F's. Leslie
Absolutely.
And I will be right back. Quick break, 20 till. More about Steve Jobs after these messages. What you and I can learn from him through Leslie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.